Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs has unanimously voted to proceed with the Taylor Force Act. This will defund the Palestinian Authority until they cease and denounce their plan, their activities that sponsor and reward terrorists and their families for acts against Israel and the United States. This is a good move. We're going to continue to follow this and pursue it until it ultimately is law. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, Taylor Force is an individual, former military army veteran, and a Vanderbilt student who served in combat deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq, only to be senselessly killed as a civilian by a Palestinian terrorist in Israel. And that's where we get the name, the Taylor Force Act. It is named in honor of this U.S. Army veteran and student, Taylor Force. And this particular law will ultimately say that the Palestinian Authority will not get any U.S. funding until it ultimately denounces and stops funding terrorists and their families, Matt.
Yeah, and the Palestinian Authority is a terrorist organization. They give up to $300 million annually to terrorists and their families. And yet, even while that is occurring, the U.S. in the past has given over $700 million of indirect and direct aid to this terrorist organization and these terrorist individuals. It's unconscionable.
It is. I mean, this Palestinian Authority is an entity that clearly has as its ultimate goal the destruction of the Jews and Israel. They want the entire place called Palestine. They create videos on their Palestinian TV, on their Palestinian radio that have little jingles or any kind of outreach programs to children in which they sing songs about killing Jews, about having all of the land called Palestine, about the Jews having no place there. And they also provide funding to terrorists. So people who commit acts of terror, these are people who are suicide bombers or they go in and knife someone, they do some kind of terrorist act, and they will provide monetary support for that person and their families.
Yeah, it's like they treat it like it's their job. And if they go to prison, once they get out, they're guaranteed a government job. Their families are giving large payments, you know, if they do lose the family member. So it's unheard of, you know, that they're being rewarded like this to kill us. But, you know, fortunately, we have been there on, you know, in Washington, D.C., very instrumental in encouraging these legislators to pass this Taylor Force Act.
And, you know, we have been doing this under past administrations. Right. It's not just President Obama. It's also George W. Bush mm-hmm. and the Bushes. And, mm-hmm. you know, they have been part of this. It's the Clintons. So it's Republican and Democratic presidents and administrations that have knowingly allowed this funding to continue to the Palestinian Authority. It's not
money.
Like it's yeah. brand new. It's not yeah. like the Palestinian Authority just recently said, you know what, we're going to start supporting terrorists. They've been doing this from the very beginning.
Yeah, and they're proactively incentivizing terrorism. They're basically
right.
Commissioning people to go out and kill innocent Israeli right. men, women, and children and paying them handsomely if they do so. And it's mind-boggling that we have those on the left, even here in the United States and under, as you mentioned, under the Obama administration, saying that somehow the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people are the victims here when they're the ones engaging in senseless terrorist acts of violence.
So you see these young boys or young men of 17, 18, they're young, 20, and say, for example, they come from a poor family or whatever it might be. They can go out and commit an act of terrorism. They can go stab an Israeli soldier. If they get 5 years or more of prison sentence, then upon the release, they have a guaranteed job with the government for life. So all they do is set aside 5 years, and they've got a guaranteed job for life. But not only that, they also provide for their families. So their families will get benefits, salary, health benefits, food. Their families get provided for. And then beyond that, they might get a building or a street named after them, or they're going to get their picture plastered on someplace. So they become like some Hollywood movie star. You're driving through Hollywood and you see these big billboards of famous movie stars with movies coming out. They become sort of iconic figures, if you will. These people are iconic figures because they ultimately are put that way by the Palestinian Authority. So they're giving them all kinds of money personally. They're giving them a guaranteed job. They're giving their families guaranteed income, health benefits, salary, food, and then they become these celebrities. What do you think these people are going to do?
That's crazy.
And then from young on their Palestinian TV and their radio.
They're grooming them.
They're grooming them.
From childhood.
They're preparing them. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even watch those videos. Yeah, that's awful.
I mean, it's so satanic. There's no other word for it. It's demonic. Grooming young children to become suicide bombers and go blow up a pizzeria filled with Israeli children. There's no other word to describe it. It's demonic.
But we are also the victims of terrorism. I mean, you see what's going on, but yet we say we need to eradicate terrorism and get rid of it, but yet we're supplying the blood money so they can continue doing it.
You know, it's incomprehensible. But, you know, these policies that we have had as a government, some of them are just absolutely absurd. And this is one of them. Why would we spend any money to support this entity? You know, we're giving them $700 million of direct and indirect aid. I know when we were driving around Israel, you could drive in some of these places where under Bill Clinton, they gave certain parts of Israel to some control over the Palestinian Authority, by the Palestinian Authority, such as Bethlehem, such as Jericho, Ramallah, Gaza. And if you drive through those areas, not Gaza, because you'll lose your life if you drive in there, but if you drive in these areas, you'll see signs that warn Jews you can't come in. Can't come into Jericho, you can't come into Ramallah, you can't come into Bethlehem. Jews can't go there. It's dangerous for them to go. And right beside it, you'll see a sign, funding provided by the United States government.
Oh my gosh.
It literally, they're side by side.
Wow.
And it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And then under Obama, we were providing funding so that all the road signs in these areas like Bethlehem, Jericho, Ramallah, would be changed to eliminate Hebrew. If you drive throughout Israel, you'll see the roadsides in Hebrew, English, and Aramaic. So it'll say the name of the city in all three languages. The Palestinians didn't want Hebrew. So we helped change the road signs by using federal tax dollars to do it.
Wow.
That's bad enough, but this is just unthinkable. Why would we spend money and allow them to turn around and use it to support terrorism? And then we denounce terrorism.
Imagine President Franklin Roosevelt or Harry Truman during World War II and the United States Congress, while the war is going on, imagine them funneling, you know, $700 million to the Nazi Germans.
Yeah.
that's what it's comparable to.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd and unthinkable. It's the Taylor Force Act, and we're going to continue to pursue this until it's ultimately passed into law. So follow us at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and also our ministry to Israel. We have two, Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDI, and we have a separate website for that, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. You can go there and sign up for our emails. That way you'll get information about this and other issues relevant to Israel so that you can make your voice known. Go to cidisrael.org. We also have Covenant Journey, covenantjourney.org, separate website as well. Covenantjourney.org is our ministry for Christian college-age students to take them on a transformative trip to Israel and experience. And we stay with them after they return. It's an amazing young group of men and women. You may get discouraged about what you see with millennials or the young generation, but you know what? God is raising up some amazing young men and women, and we get a chance to work with them and live life with them through Covenant Journey. Go to covenantjourney.org. Remember, both of these ministries, if you want to plug in to become more of an advocate for Israel, those two are great ministries, cidisrael.org and covenantjourney.org. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for all of this information. Remember Liberty Counsel and our ministries in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.